Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. We've got all kinds of big ideas to discuss this evening, and I'm glad that you are sticking around with us. But listen, before I dive into anything, I got a comment on what Sean Michael Lyle just said about a bear escaping from the zoo. And you notice when Sean was talking about the story, apparently the bear manipulated the lock of the mechanism and was able to escape. And I'm sorry, the only thing I can think of now is Jurassic Park, where the velociraptors are able to get out of the paddocks. And I just hope that the bears are not evolving at a rate where they can escape. Because listen, when the bears can figure out how to get out of the zoo, basically we're hot dogs. I mean, to a bear, and you're at the zoo, the bear looks at you and sees a hot dog. That's what he sees. So to me, that's very, very troubling. And we need to get Kevin Killeen over there to figure out exactly how the bear was able to escape. Well, enough with that frivolity. Today is National Boy Scout Day, and that has a warm, fuzzy place in my heart because I spent a lot of time as a kid in Boy Scouts, became an Eagle Scout, and it was on this day in 1910 that the Boy Scouts were incorporated. But I wanted to bring on producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski. Because I got a few years on Matt. That's no secret. But Matt, what is, and I can wax nostalgically about the Boy Scouts, but when you were at Boy Scout age, were you in the Boy Scouts?
I was not in the Boy Scouts. I really wanted to be, but was not my parents' wish to put me in the Boy Scouts.
Okay. But from your perspective, what was, were Boy Scouts viewed as like the nerd patrol, or what was the common view of Boy Scouts?
You hit the nail on the head right there, Brad.
It's the nerd patrol,
kinda,
right?
Kind of nerdy, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, see, I grew up in a small town, Southern Illinois, and there wasn't that stigma on the Boy Scouts. But I know that more recently, because I've got kids your age, and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, Those were for the people who couldn't have conversations with people. You went into there because I'm afraid to talk to anybody, so I'll go in the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts.
That sounds right. And it's uncool up until you get that Eagle Scout recognition. Now it's cool, right? Now it's cool to be a Boy Scout and to be an Eagle Scout. But up until then, it's I think you got to endure some mockery just a bit while you're a Boy Scout.
You're right, but one thing that's cool when I became Eagle Scout, I actually invited Ronald Reagan to come to my Eagle Scout ceremony, and he showed up. No, he didn't show up, but I got a nice letter from him, and of course it was signed by the magic ink pen that mimics his signature that says, "Oh, congratulations, Brad, on becoming an Eagle Scout." And so that was kind of cool to get a letter from the president saying,
"Pretty cool.
Well done." But one of the things about Boy Scouts, and what attracted you? You said you wanted to be in Boy Scouts, but you couldn't. What?
Only one thing attracted me to Boy Scouts.
What's
was
that?
Racing Pinewood Derbies.
Really?
And that was the only thing I really knew about Boy Scouts, that you could make a car and race it with your buddies, and that was really the only thing that drew me to them.
Okay.
And it wasn't meant to be.
Well, there was other avenues you could have raced in the Pinewood Derby. But what attracted me to Boy Scouts was the camping and the canoeing and the rappelling, and the scout troop that I was in, we would rappel off of mountain cliffs. We would rappel off of big water towers. When it looks like the SWAT teams and the special forces guys are rappelling out of helicopters. I didn't rappel out of a helicopter, but when you're coming off of a 75-foot water tower, it sure feels like you're rappelling out of a helicopter.
That's got to be pretty scary.
It was scary, but it was fun.
Yeah,
and it was those kinds of things that attracted me to scouting. But I'll tell you what, the thing that I know it's the Nerd Patrol, that's the View. I get it, but the best thing that I got from Boy Scouts was the concept and idea of involved leadership, because unlike politicians who sit back and say do this, do that, or even CEOs of corporations who just issue edicts or send emails. When you're in leadership in Boy Scouts, you do what you're telling other people to do. And whether that's dig a latrine, whether it's set up the tents, whether it's building a campfire, but it teaches you that organic sense of leadership that I just don't think exists anywhere in our society today. And I know this is going to be a shock, but I was the troop spokesman. And so we got interviewed a lot when we would be doing cool things, and everybody would always say, "Oh, let Brad do the talking. He's our troop spokesman." And so apparently I'm still the troop spokesman. But today is National Boy Scout Day, and I know it's lost its luster. It's had its issues, legal, woke issues, all kinds of issues. But the Boy Scouts will always have a warm spot in my heart. Hey, coming up after the break, and we're actually going to take two segments for this interview. And I normally don't do two-segment interviews, but this is such an important issue, and I've got a great guest coming up after the break, because we saw this Chinese spy balloon coming across the country last week, and some experts were saying it could be a dry run for what's called an EMP attack. Now, I don't really think that's what it was, but it raises the larger issue. Are we ready? What is an EMP attack? How could our power grid go down? How is it vulnerable? And how can we prepare for that type of an emergency? Just like Boy Scouts, be prepared. See, I tied it in. I tied in electromagnetic pulse and Boy Scouts into be prepared. We're going to talk about this after the break. At your service, Brad Young, KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back to At Your Service, Brad Young in this evening. And we're all familiar with the recent Chinese spy balloon. But what was the purpose for this balloon? And really, could it be connected with a potential electromagnetic pulse? And we want to do a deep dive into this evening. Joining us is David Tice. He's a producer of a new documentary. It's entitled Grid Down, Power Up, that talks about our power grid and dangers to our power grid. David Tice, welcome to KMOX St. Louis.
Glad to be with you and your listeners, Brad.
This is an issue that I've really followed for a very long time, and I'm excited to discuss it with you. But let's start with this, the Chinese spy balloon. Before we move into the greater power grid issue, it appears that at this point in time that the Chinese balloon was really being used for surveillance. But first, what's an EMP, and do the Chinese or other countries have plans to use balloons for a potential EMP attack?
So an EMP stands for an electromagnetic pulse attack, and that is essentially a detonation of a nuclear bomb in the atmosphere. Can be between 20 miles, 20 kilometers to 40 kilometers to as high as 200 kilometers. And it essentially creates gamma waves that are highly destructive and damaging to sensitive electronics. And we know from defector literature that our enemies have thought and planned for an EMP attack. Now, the delivery system that they might utilize could incorporate either a missile, a relatively low-tech Scud missile. It could come from a satellite that's orbiting the Earth, or it could be from a high-altitude balloon such as this.
And regardless of whether this Chinese balloon was or was not designed with an EMP in mind, I really want to broaden our discussion, David, to the power grid and EMPs in general. So what are the different ways? You mentioned that an electromagnetic pulse attack could happen from a balloon, or it could happen even from a missile, as long as it achieves that trajectory that's up higher in the atmosphere as opposed to, say, a ground-based nuclear detonation.
Exactly. So essentially what's key is the detonation in the atmosphere. And the lower in the atmosphere it is, it will create a smaller arc in terms of impact. If it's at 200 kilometers, it's possible that this detonation can create gamma waves that could cover the country coast to coast.
Yeah, and the way that I've heard this explained before, David, is if you just take a flashlight and you shine it very close to a tabletop, the light is in a very narrow area. But as you lift the flashlight up above the tabletop, the light starts to broaden its perspective on the tabletop. And is that the same kind of thing we're talking about, whereas as a nuclear detonation goes higher in the atmosphere, it broadens the reach of the gamma radiation that would come from that explosion?
That's a beautiful metaphor, huh? I'm going to have to use that myself.
Well, just send me a quarter.
Exactly.
If you do that.
Yeah,
you send me a quarter here via KMOX. But here's the question that I have. I mean, I understand that one of the most vulnerable targets for an EMP attack would be these large substation transformers that are really the heart of our electrical grid. And if such a substation transformer was damaged or destroyed, could those be replaced by, say, a substation transformer made in this country?
So we do make a few of these transformers in this country, but not very many. And these are massive in terms of several hundred tons each. And you essentially have to move traffic lights, et cetera, to transport them. And we do not have spares. And there's a long lead time. So this is one of the key concerns that we have in this film, is that these transformers, 80% of them are still made in South Korea and Germany, and there's a long lead time. And believe it or not, we're actually purchasing and installing some of these transformers made in China, which we feel like is a travesty.
Yeah, it is. And in case we skipped over a step here in terms of the progression of the discussion here, when an EMP goes off or a nuclear bomb goes off up in the atmosphere, and you talked about that gamma radiation, isn't the damage or the fear or the concern here is that gamma radiation can overwhelm electronics of all kinds, really just causing a total shutdown or a meltdown of electronics, including computers, electrical grids, cars, planes, what have you?
That's exactly the issue. And as we've become more advanced with our electronics, and you've probably heard stories about, you know, some of our very, very high-tech electronics that are very, very minuscule. However, if they're interrupted by even static, you know, electricity, you know, it can interfere. So you can imagine these gamma waves, it could interfere with the electronics in our transformers, in our refrigerators, in our automobiles, in our water systems, et cetera. But to give you a little bit of good news, it's almost like we have surge protectors and we have protection against lightning today. Well, there's this E1 and E3 are the level of gamma waves that we're talking about. And there's technology available that can be put on the front end of some of our electronics and especially our substations. And this is what we're up in arms about. This technology exists and our electric utilities know about it. Our regulators know about it. Yet our utilities are not being forced to install that on the front end. And there's mm-hmm. other things that could be done as well, but it's just stupid and idiotic and can be marked the death of tens, if not hundreds of millions of citizens if our power grid goes out for an extended period of time. The EMP Commission was mandated by Congress, and it was staffed by the smartest scientists in the world. And they actually operated with essentially unlimited budget from Congress for 17 years. And they concluded that a longer power outage could kill up to 90% of America's citizens.
Wow. And that's now you've certainly gotten folks' attention. And I want to talk about that potential fallout in just a moment. We're talking to David Tice. He's the producer of this chilling new documentary. It's entitled Grid Down, Power Up. I watched it today. It was enthralling. It was gripping, and it was educational all at the same time. And I want to get back to this substation issue, David, because I understand that we have 55,000 substations in this country, but how many substations would have to be knocked offline before the entire electrical grid for the entire country would simply collapse?
So there was a 60-minute story that referenced this back in February of this year, was rerun in August, and it was talking about a Metcalf, California, physical attack outside Silicon Valley. And so then people got up at arms about an attack on substations, because if you walk around your neighborhoods, you'll see substation probably within a mile of your house,
sure,
and it's only protected by a chain-link fence. So FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, found, and this was released by a Wall Street Journal story, that as few as 9 critical nodes of substations, if they were taken out, could knock out electricity in the United States on a coast-to-coast basis. Mm.
So 9 substations. So whether this is from an EMP attack or even we saw this just, in fact, in December, where some substations were under attack by people firing rifles into them. Regardless of how it happens, you're saying that if 9, as few as 9 substations could go out in this country and could bring down the entire electrical grid.
Exactly. That's what this FERC report determined.
Wow. And to me, that's just an eye-opening statistic here, David, because what do we do today that doesn't involve electricity? Very little. And yet, if we lose our electricity, we're basically back to stone knives and bearskins when it comes to our society. Hey, David, we're going to have to take a break here. Can you stick around through the break?
Be glad to.
I want to continue this conversation because there's a lot here, and I want to break this down. David Tice, he's the producer of the new documentary entitled Grid Down, Power Up. We're going to talk about how you can watch this documentary and, more importantly, what you can do about the information in this documentary. We'll cover that next on At Your Service, Camo X. Welcome back to At Your Service, and we're talking to David Tice. He's the producer of a new documentary entitled Grid Down, Power Up. And David, thanks so much for sticking with us through the break.
Sure. Glad to be with you and your listeners.
We talked about an EMP attack, but that's not the only way to bring down a power grid, is it?
No. So our film actually talks about 4 threat vectors. Let's go through those quickly. One is a physical attack, and we've seen some examples of those in North Carolina, Oregon, and Washington. Has been talked about in the last month. Seems like right now that might be just some right-wing extremists or some yahoos. However, as I said, the 60 Minutes report back in February talked about a very sophisticated attack came from some highly credentialed individuals. It seems like at least 6 of them, where they snuck off into the night, but they were very, very sophisticated, and it looked like a trial run for an attack. Mm. The second attack vector is a cyber attack. And Ted Koppel, back in 2015, 2016, wrote a book called Lights Out.
I read that.
It's all about a cyber attack bringing down the grid. And in fact, Jennifer Granholm, the current Secretary of Energy under Joe Biden, was asked on a Sunday morning talk show, if our adversaries were potentially in our grid and could potentially shut down the grid, and she responded affirmatively. So we've had Senator Angus King from Maine say the same thing, and therefore there is that chance of malware and essentially turning off the grid because of these worms that might be in the system. The third attack is EMP, which we just talked about. And the fourth, if you think our adversaries won't ever do anything, that we have mad mutually assured destruction, that our adversaries wouldn't be that stupid, then you can look at the sun or a geomagnetic disturbance, which is also known as a natural EMP. And it essentially creates the same destructive gamma waves. They're actually slightly different, but they could, again, destroy the sensitive electronics. And there has been history. NASA has studied this, and it's likely that one of these solar storms or a coronal mass ejection will coincide with the Earth's orbit, you know, inside every 100 to 150 years. And there's been one for a while.
Well, the Carrington event in, I believe it was in 1859, was one of those events, wasn't it? That, I mean, we didn't have a lot of, obviously no computers and not a lot of electronics, but even in 1859 during that Carrington event where there was a coronal mass ejection, I've read that telegraph stations caught on fire because of the overloading of gamma radiation that was transmitted by the telegraph lines.
Exactly. And that happens. And essentially, again, Congress has been a little bit worried about GMD, and they've essentially gone out to the regulators to enact regulations. And essentially, our regulators have let us down because we have what's called regulatory capture, which means our utilities essentially own the regulators, and therefore these utilities don't want to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's why we need an uprising. We need a movement. We need ticked off listeners from your show who are going to reach out to 20, 50 of their friends and have them do the same. And we have a mechanism on our website at griddownpowerup.com, whereby just a few clicks of your mouse and a few minutes of time, we have created the letters for your regulators, your legislators, and your board of directors of major public utilities, such that you can write an impassioned email, make phone calls, sign petitions to let them know that we're not going to take this anymore, that this has got to be resolved.
Mm. We're talking to David Tice, the producer of Grid Down, Power Up, and I want to move the conversation into a slightly different area, David, because a lot of folks are thinking, well, it's like a hurricane. It takes out the power for a couple of days, but then the guys come back and they fix the lines and we're all good to go. But I read a book. It's called 1 Second After by William Forstchen, and there's a couple of sequels. And to me, it was fascinating because he explored in a fictional story what would America look like if the grid went down for 18 months, 12 months, 18 months? And it's truly apocalyptic scenario, isn't it?
That's so correct. And again, sometimes these short-term power outages, even though they're instructive about what it's like, but there's this complacency that still says that, well, it always comes back. So what happens if it does happen nationwide? So as an example, in Katrina, it hit New Orleans, but people from Houston, Dallas came in to fix it. And it was short. But what happens if it's extended for 9 months? What if it's nationwide and therefore we have to count on France to, you know, provide food and water? It literally starts to become a zombie apocalypse pretty quickly, because our water systems are dependent upon the power grid. I visited a domestic water facility in Dallas and talked to the manager, and he said, no, we're 100% reliant on the grid. I said, what if the grid went down? Well, a few years ago, we thought about some backup generators, and it would have cost us $5 million, and we voted that down. Right. And therefore, your municipal water system, maybe we'll have rain, maybe you'll have a barrel in your backyard that you can have some water, but what if you don't? Because citizens, human beings will die if they don't have water for 3 days.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to At Your Service, and we're talking to David Tice. He's the producer of a new documentary entitled Grid Down, Power Up. And David, thanks so much for sticking with us through the break.
Sure. Glad to be with you and your listeners.
We talked about an EMP attack, but that's not the only way to bring down a power grid, is it?
No. So our film actually talks about four threat vectors. Let's go through those quickly. One is a physical attack, and we've seen some examples of those in North Carolina, Oregon, and Washington. It's been talked about in the last month. Seems like right now that might be just some right-wing extremists or some yahoos. However, as I said, the 60 Minutes report back in February talked about a very sophisticated attack. It came from some highly credentialed individuals, it seems like at least six of them, where they snuck off into the night, but they were very, very sophisticated, and it looked like a trial run for an attack. The second attack vector is a cyber attack, and Ted Koppel, back in 2015-2016, wrote a book called Lights Out.
I read that.
It's all about a cyber attack bringing down the grid. And in fact, Jennifer Granholm, the current Secretary of Energy under Joe Biden, was asked on a Sunday morning talk show if our adversaries were potentially in our grid and could potentially shut down the grid. And she responded affirmatively. So we've had Senator Angus King from Maine say the same thing. And therefore, there is that chance of malware and essentially turning off the grid because of these worms that might be in the system. The third attack is EMP, which we've just talked about. And the fourth, if you think our adversaries won't ever do anything, that we have mad mutually assured destruction, that our adversaries wouldn't be that stupid, then you can look at the sun or a geomagnetic disturbance, which is also known as a natural EMP. and it essentially creates the same destructive gamma waves. They're actually slightly different, but they could, again, destroy the sensitive electronics. And there has been history. NASA has studied this, and it's likely that one of these solar storms or a coronal mass ejection will coincide with the Earth's orbit, you know, inside every 100 to 150 years. And there's been one for a while.
Well, the Carrington event, in, I believe it was in 1859, was one of those events, wasn't it? That, I mean, we didn't have a lot of, obviously no computers and not a lot of electronics, but even in 1859, during that Carrington event where there was a coronal mass ejection, I've read that telegraph stations caught on fire because of the overloading of gamma radiation that was transmitted by the telegraph lines.
Exactly. And that happened. And essentially, again, Congress has been a little bit worried about GMD, and they've essentially gone out to the regulators to enact regulations. And essentially, our regulators have let us down because we have what's called regulatory capture, which means our utilities essentially own the regulators, and therefore these utilities don't want to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's why we need an uprising. We need a movement. We need ticked off listeners from your show who are going to reach out to 20, 50 of their friends and have them do the same. And we have a mechanism on our website at griddownpowerup.com whereby just a few clicks of your mouse and a few minutes of time, we have created the letters for your regulators, your legislators, and your board of directors of major public utilities such that you can write an impassioned email, make phone calls, sign petitions to let them know that we're not going to take this anymore, that this has got to be resolved.
Hmm. We're talking to David Tice, the producer of Grid Down, Power Up, and I want to move the conversation into a slightly different area, David, because a lot of folks are thinking, well, it's like a hurricane. It takes out the power for a couple of days, but then the guys come back and they fix the lines and we're all good to go. But I read a book. It's called One Second After by William Forstchen, and there's a couple of sequels. And to me, it was fascinating because he explored in a fictional story what would America look like if the grid went down for 18 months, 12 months, 18 months. And it's truly apocalyptic scenario, isn't it?
That's so correct. And again, sometimes these short-term power outages, even though they're instructive about what it's like, but there's this complacency that still says that, well, it always comes back. So what happens if it does happen nationwide? So as an example, in Katrina, it hit New Orleans, but people from Houston, Dallas came in to fix it. And it was short. But what happens if it's extended for 9 months? What if it's nationwide and therefore we have to count on France to, you know, provide food and water? It literally starts to become a zombie apocalypse pretty quickly because our water systems are dependent upon the power grid. I visited a domestic water facility in Dallas and talked to the manager, and he said, no, we're 100% reliant on the grid. I said, what if the grid went down? Well, a few years ago, we thought about some backup generators, and it would have cost us $5 million, and we voted that down. Right. And therefore, your municipal water system, maybe we'll have rain, maybe you'll have a barrel in your backyard that you can have some water, but what if you don't? Because citizens, human beings will die if they don't have water for 3 days.
Right, or people who are dependent on medications or even the transfer of food. We saw during COVID the supply chain issues where grocery stores were barren of certain products, and that's when the electrical grid was working just fine. And as I remember how the stores during COVID were just barren of certain products, I just think if every shelf was barren of every product. That's really what we're looking at in terms of a 6, 12, or an 18-month power grid failure.
Exactly. Everything will be out. And then our police, our National Guardsmen are going to be at home protecting their own families. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the issue.
Exactly.
And in terms of you're not going to be able to pump gasoline from your filling stations because that requires electricity. And therefore, when people run out of gas, I mean, there's some discussion, and this is not, there's even some difference of opinion among scientists if these gamma waves will knock out the sensitive electronics in automobiles or not. I've heard lately that it probably wouldn't be the case, and therefore I don't want to exaggerate any of these threats, but it truly is would be so significant because people will turn on each other's people's neighbors will turn on each other if their kids are starving.
And one scenario, I want to run this scenario past you because I've had, and yes, I'm a nerd, I admit it, but I've had conversations about this topic with others. And the response that I get is, well, it's really probably never going to happen. But here's one scenario that to me seems extremely plausible. China has often stated that it intends to retake Taiwan by force if necessary, and Xi Jinping has given his military the goal of 2027 to make this happen. So since the defense of Taiwan primarily comes from the United States, isn't it plausible that China could bring down the U.S. power grid just prior to a Taiwan invasion, just to distract us and prevent us from defending Taiwan?
Well, if they bring down the power grid, I mean, this truly is an act of war. And then we're talking about probably nuclear missiles being fired. And so this is not, but I think some of these actions lately in terms of this balloon action mm-hmm. and maybe the FAA shutdown and the Southwest Airlines shutdown and LAX, I mean, maybe I'm being conspiratorial here, but there seems to be a lot of odd coincidences and
testing the system
might be
testing the system.
Yeah, they could be warnings, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Where their KGB is warning our CIA that, you know, we could do this. And
yes.
Therefore, you might want to consider how you respond to Taiwan.
Well, let's talk about your documentary, Grid Down, Power Up. First of all, David Tice, why did you make this documentary?
So I made it because I've been a geopolitical student for a while. I'm a money manager. I'm not a movie producer. I'm I call myself a NASA grandfather because when I was in the middle of this film, I realized my grandkids were 4, 3, 2, 1. So I'm thinking blast off. And I wanted them to live a great life that I've lived. And just thinking about this geomagnetic disturbance threat, in terms of people will say, well, it probably won't happen, you know, for maybe a 20 or 40 or 50 years. Well, you know what? My grandkids are going to be alive 70 years from now.
Sure.
So I know 100% this is going to happen. And therefore, let's fix this now. And China, like you talked about, and Russia and the Ukraine, Russia is shutting down the power grid in the Ukraine right now as an advantage. So we don't know what type of plans that our adversaries have, but you get into a street fight, they're likely to pull out all the mm-hmm. stops. And therefore, you can't, and MAD, mutually assured destruction, assumes rational actors. And we're not sure how rational some of these actors are.
You're exactly right. If people want to watch this movie, David, how can they watch it?
Okay, so they can watch it several different ways. We are keeping it for free for the present. We're asking for people to consider paying it forward, very similar to what The Chosen has done. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But they can go to griddownpowerup.com. They can go to the App Store, the Apple App Store, and download it directly. They can also have the facility to be able to send those letters that we talked about. They can also go to EarthX TV. We just signed a contract with them. They're going to be in 45 million households, including Spectrum Cable, and it's going to be available in Mexico on Americana. But we want people to go to the website so that they can send these important letters to legislators and regulators.
Yeah, and it's a documentary that's narrated and hosted by Dennis Quaid. This is a high quality documentary production.
I'm very proud of it. We really have some great music. We also have George Carlin in the movie. We have very high end graphics. Dennis Quaid just looks right into your eyes and says, let's choose power up and not grid down. We have a very inspirational closing to it where I said, America's had their backs up to the wall before, and we've overcome it. And we overcame Nazi Germany and the Third Reich, and we built a national highway system, and we ended up overcoming racial segregation, starting with Selma, Alabama, and the Million Man March. And so we did all these things. So if we rise up and we simply tell our friends, tell 20 of your friends, watch, we have an 8-minute version, which is a highlights version, so you don't even have to dedicate a full hour to watch the film, but you will get the crux of it.
That's amazing. David Tice, producer of the documentary entitled Grid Down, Power Up. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening on KMOX St. Louis.
I'm also a Missouriite. I grew up in Independence, Missouri, so glad to be with you Missouriites.
Yep, go Chiefs.
Yes, for sure.
Go Chiefs. Great talking to you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Hey, I'm going to open the phone lines. We're going to talk about other big ideas tonight, but this to me is a big idea. I mean, so much of our nation is reactionary. We don't do anything until something happens. But this is actually an idea that says we need to prepare for this, just like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. Do you think this is worth preparing for? Is it hogwash? Is it conspiracy theory? What do you think? 314-436-7900 at your service. We'll be right back. Service. And in that documentary, I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing. And what I enjoyed, though, was the bipartisanship of folks who said, this is a problem. There were Republicans, there were Democrats, even Senator Angus King from Maine. He's an independent. And across the ideological spectrum, folks are acknowledging this is a problem, but there's just not anyone doing anything about it. That's why I wanted to have David Tice on to talk about his documentary. But obviously what spurred this idea was this Chinese spy balloon that was shot down. And obviously that's not the only thing that China's been doing. I mean, one of the things, and I interviewed someone late last year, a congressman from, I believe he was from Oregon last year, talking about how China is buying up a lot of farmland, buying it up across the country. But what's interesting is this. Most of the farmland that's being purchased by China isn't being bought just in non-strategic areas. The farmland is generally around national security facilities. And to me, that's extremely troubling, because if you look at where the Chinese spy balloon was coming across the country, the arc that it was making passes directly over facilities dealing with our intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, dealing with our strategic air forces and where our bomber fleet is based, where are the future B-21 bomber will be based, and even coming over Missouri. The right now, the B-2 bomber is based in Whiteman Air Force Base right outside of Kansas City. And coincidentally, the balloon came pretty darn close to that as well. And that's not a coincidence. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the Chinese government and proxies for the Chinese government are actually buying up farmland near strategic areas. In fact, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said just last Friday, I believe, that they're wanting to put up roadblocks for China purchasing farmland around strategic Air Force bases located in South Dakota. And also, there's also a move to stop the purchase of these farmlands because, frankly, a lot of our bases are based in rural areas because you need a lot of space. You need a lot of space to have runways for Air Force Base. Look at Scott Air Force Base. When it was built, that part of Southern Illinois, not much there. There's still not a whole lot there, but that's why they put it there. But the ICBM silos generally are in the middle of cornfields. But now we have the Chinese buying those very cornfields. In fact, there was a situation that cropped up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, late last year, where a Chinese company called Fufang Group purchased 370 acres of farmland, and they were going to build promised to build a $700 million corn mill, according to the Wall Street Journal. Well, when folks started looking into this, there was really no intent to build a corn mill. It was really just an intent to build or to own facilities for surveillance purposes very close to an Air Force base in North Dakota. So at that point, Grand Forks, North Dakota, denied the building permits and is moving now to get the Chinese front company to sell that land. I mean, this is a problem, and it's a problem that's really not being discussed. And to me, that's what one of the benefits, I think, if you want to look at it as a benefit, of having that Chinese spy balloon come across our country, because that awakened us. Remember in World War II, I mean, I don't remember World War II, but I've certainly read about it. But the Japanese emperor said after the attack on Pearl Harbor that we've wakened a sleeping giant. And to me, that is so indicative of so much about this country, that we're kind of asleep to so many issues, but once we're on it, we're on it. And this Chinese spy balloon that came across the country really awakened us to some of the issues dealing with Chinese infiltration of our country, whether that's by air or by land or by sea, it's happening. And another thing about this documentary that I thought was chilling was that approximately 20% of the large major substation transformers in this country are built in China, and they're shipped over here, and they're sold at a very cheap price, which of course makes it enticing. But by doing that, my question is there viruses? You know, there's a particular virus called a rat virus. A rat virus is, I believe, a remote access Trojan, and it allows the person who infiltrates the computer system to have remote access. And that remote access can be simply to turn it off. And if we're now putting in Chinese transformers into our electrical grid, aren't we, to some extent, ceding control over our power grid to basically an adversarial country? It's a scary proposition. And I remember when President Trump was in office, and so many things that he said to me was, I just wished he would be quiet. And one of them was when there was a particular problem with Putin, President Trump said that we could turn the lights out in Moscow. Well, that just revealed that same sort of vulnerability that the Moscow power grid has to our computer hackers, but we have the same vulnerability. And to me, that is an issue that I wish would gain national attention, whether it's this Chinese farmland being bought up by our national security facilities, or whether it's infiltration of our airspace by a Chinese surveillance balloon. Either way, this is an issue that warrants greater attention. Hey, coming up in the next hour, hopefully you watched the State of the Union address last night. I did. I watched it. I also was texting with some friends that apparently there was a very popular drinking game going around last night about when to take drinks when Biden would say words like folks. And hopefully you weren't out driving your cars after playing that drinking game. But I want to get your feedback in the next hour. Phone lines are open all hour. What did you think of the State of the Union address? Did President Biden speak to you? Did he address the issues of our country? Coming up next, KMOX. Service. And in that documentary, I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing. And what I enjoyed, though, was the bipartisanship of folks who said, this is a problem. There were Republicans, there were Democrats, even Senator Angus King from Maine. He's an independent. And across the ideological spectrum, folks are acknowledging this is a problem. But there's just not anyone doing anything about it. That's why I wanted to have David Tice on to talk about his documentary. But obviously what spurred this idea was this Chinese spy balloon that was shot down. And obviously that's not the only thing that China's been doing. I mean, one of the things, and I interviewed someone late last year, a congressman from, I believe he was from Oregon last year, talking about how China is buying up a lot of farmland, buying it up across the country. But what's interesting is this. Most of the farmland that's being purchased by China isn't being bought just in non-strategic areas. The farmland is generally around national security facilities. And to me, that's extremely troubling, because if you look at where the Chinese spy balloon was coming across the country, the arc that it was making passes directly over facilities dealing with our intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, dealing with our strategic air forces and where our bomber fleet is based, where are the future B-21 bomber will be based, and even coming over Missouri. The right now, the B-2 bomber is based in Whiteman Air Force Base right outside of Kansas City. And coincidentally, the balloon came pretty darn close to that as well. And that's not a coincidence. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the Chinese government and proxies for the Chinese government are actually buying up farmland near strategic areas. In fact, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said just last Friday, I believe, that they're wanting to put up roadblocks for China purchasing farmland around strategic Air Force bases located in South Dakota. And also there's also a move to stop the purchase of these farmlands, because frankly, a lot of our bases are based in rural areas because you need a lot of space. You need a lot of space to have runways for Air Force Base. Look at Scott Air Force Base. When it was built, that part of Southern Illinois, not much there. There's still not a whole lot there, but that's why they put it there. But the ICBM silos generally are in the middle of cornfields. But now we have the Chinese buying those very cornfields. In fact, there was a situation that cropped up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, late last year, where a Chinese company called Fufang Group purchased 370 acres of farmland, and they were going to build a $700 million corn mill, according to the Wall Street Journal. Well, when folks started looking into this, there was really no intent to build a corn mill. It was really just an intent to build or to own facilities for surveillance purposes very close to an Air Force base in North Dakota. So at that point, Grand Forks, North Dakota, denied the building permits and is moving now to get the Chinese front company to sell that land. I mean, this is a problem, and it's a problem that's really not being discussed. And to me, that's what one of the benefits, I think, if you want to look at it as a benefit, of having that Chinese spy balloon come across our country, because that awakened us. Remember in World War II, I mean, I don't remember World War II, but I've certainly read about it. But the Japanese emperor said, after the attack on Pearl Harbor that we've wakened a sleeping giant. And to me, that is so indicative of so much about this country, that we're kind of asleep to so many issues, but once we're on it, we're on it. And this Chinese spy balloon that came across the country really awakened us to some of the issues dealing with Chinese infiltration of our country, whether that's by air or by land or by sea, it's happening. And another thing about this documentary that I thought was chilling was that approximately 20% of the large major substation transformers in this country are built in China, and they're shipped over here, and they're sold at a very cheap price, which of course makes it enticing. But by doing that, my question is there, are there viruses? You know, there's a particular virus called a rat virus. A rat virus is, I believe, a remote access Trojan, and it allows the person who infiltrates the computer system to have remote access. And that remote access can be simply to turn it off. And if we're now putting in Chinese transformers into our electrical grid, aren't we, to some extent, ceding control over our power grid to basically an adversarial country? It's a scary proposition. And I remember when President Trump was in office, and so many things that he said to me was, I just wished he would be quiet. And one of them was when there was a particular problem with Putin, President Trump said that we could turn the lights out in Moscow. Well, that just revealed that same sort of vulnerability that the Moscow power grid has to our computer hackers, but we have the same vulnerability. And to me, that is an issue that I wish would gain national attention, whether it's this Chinese farmland being bought up by our national security facilities, or whether it's infiltration of our airspace by a Chinese surveillance balloon. Either way, this is an issue that warrants greater attention. Hey, coming up in the next hour, hopefully you watched the State of the Union address last night. I did. I watched it. I also was texting with some friends that apparently there was a very popular drinking game going around last night about when to take drinks when Biden would say words like folks. And hopefully you weren't out driving your cars after playing that drinking game. But I want to get your feedback in the next hour. Phone lines are open all hour. What did you think of the State of the Union address? Did President Biden speak to you? Did he address the issues of our country? Coming up next, KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.